Welcome to my podcast. My name is Fred Sharfstein, and we'll be talking about issues related to technology education. This podcast we're going to be listening to today is created by Karen Beers, and Karen's going to give us some insight to access denied, as she calls it, and how we have to be thoughtful of teachers and their uses, and to make sure we aren't blocking good content that teachers and or students can use to become 21st century learners. So here's Karen.
I was watching the news and found out that there was a teacher who had been caught downloading. Hi, my name is Karen Beers. Today is January 26, 2009. This is my first podcast for issues related to educational technology, and today's topic is access denied. I want to discuss web access being blocked by your school. I'd like to start with a little story. I did my student teaching at a relatively small school, so you get to know all of the teachers, and everyone was great. So I was a little shocked when late last year in the school year, I was watching the news and found out that there was a teacher who had been caught downloading child pornography on his school computer. Well, needless to say that it was quite a shock because I knew the man. I just didn't think that he would be the kind of guy that would do something like that. We then got an email through the school district that I work at from our technology department saying, in essence, this is why we do what we do. This is why we put up all of the blocks on the websites that you're able to access from school, basically to keep you safe, to make sure that something like this doesn't happen in our district. And I guess it makes sense, but at the same time, every time I try to do something with technology and I have my access denied, I get really frustrated. And I have a few examples. I was doing a long-term subbing position in history last year, and I wanted to do something with 1920s film and music. So I went to YouTube, and everything that I wanted to include in a PowerPoint on YouTube, I had access to at school. However, later on, when I got to World War II and I wanted to do a PowerPoint on that, the website that had Franklin Delano Roosevelt's speech that he gave after the bombing of Pearl Harbor, the day that we'll live in infamy, was blocked. And I guess I couldn't understand why YouTube, with all of its questionable content, worked. There was hardly any restrictions at all. And here's something very legitimate, like a presidential speech, and all of a sudden it's blocked access. And it was just really frustrating because I couldn't use what I wanted to use, and it didn't seem to make sense. So I was talking to a colleague about this, and she said that this year for the U.S. history final exam, she wanted to find some pictures of the KKK to put on the exam itself and then ask questions about it. And she kept getting a message that would pop up on her school computer that said, "You're being watched." And she said it was very ominous and made her feel very uncomfortable. So she ended up having to do it at home. And that was the only way that she could get it on the exam. And I guess that I have a problem with some of it. I mean, I understand there's a reason why they block access to things, and it's good that they're trying to protect the students and the faculty, but I can't help but feel like kids are losing out here. I mean, we're learning how to do some really great things in these classes that we're taking, and much of what I've learned in the programs that I've used have been blocked at school. So things like blogs, things like wikis, I couldn't pull up at school. I all had access denied for those things. And like I said, it's a letdown that you find something really great that you want to try with your students and you get to school and all of a sudden that it doesn't work. Not to mention the inconvenience of having to do all of the technology-related work from your home and then coming to school and finding out that it doesn't work. And I think the thing that's really sad is that it's the kids that lose out by not being exposed to all of this technology. And I guess technology is the wave of the future, and we want our students to start being more mindful of what's out there for them, and yet they don't have the access to do these things at school. And so I guess I'm just really frustrated that I'm learning a lot of really interesting, fun stuff that I could most definitely see myself using in the classroom, and I don't have the opportunity to do so. So if any of you have any thoughts on this, I'd really like to hear what you have to say, or maybe your school has better access than what my school has. So it would be interesting to see what you think and what your experiences have been. Thank you.
Thanks, Karen, for sharing that insight with us. And I think Karen's brought up some good points here about the federal laws that required us to block different content from students, particularly content of sexually explicit materials. The battle between blocking and having things wide open. With having things tightened down too tight, teachers and students are not allowed to really use some of the 21st century tools that are out there and help create higher level thinking. And so we have to find that point, that balancing act of complying with the federal laws and making sure that we don't tighten down access to good content, and that we're respective of the teacher's input and the sites that are appropriate for children to use. Our particular school district, we use a policy of monitoring. In other words, anytime the students are on the computers or internet, there's a teacher in the room with them, or a staff member at least, that monitors their activities, because no matter what filtering system we use, they all have holes in them that students can get around. And one of the favorite tricks by most students is using the proxies. So we block things and the students find out ways around them. I kind of kiddingly refer to this as, I guess we're creating higher level thinking on the students by them trying to find ways around the ways we block things. So some ways it's creating higher level thinking, and that's not such a bad thing, but on the other side of that, they're trying to get around systems that are put in place to help protect students. So I feel Karen's pains in that a lot of times tech directors just not even wanting to deal with a lot of these issues tighten down things so tight that then you can't get to appropriate materials. So with that, I'll leave it there for today, and thanks, Karen, for sharing those thoughts with us. And as always, please leave some comments for us so we can get some feedback on what your thoughts are on these subjects. And have a great weekend.
That will do it for today's podcast. And remember, at times things seem tough. No funding, no time, and greater challenges than ever. But as the Patriot Fight Song says, fight on, Patriots, fight on till the end. Fight on, you Patriots, stay in there and you'll win.